Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you today. We are recording this. I've got my success rocks, excuses suck shirt on, by the way. Got those at the last, I think, Next Level event for everybody. Anyway, we are recording this January 31st, New Year's Eve, and I wanted to get with you on something that we do with all of our Next Level members every month because it's so important, but I for sure want you guys to get it at the beginning of the year. How to actually make your goals a reality in 2021 for your cleaning company. If you're like me, I found really two categories. One, people that set really low goals that they know they can hit and they hit them often, but they're really disappointed with them. Or if you're like me and most of the people in Cleaning Nation, we set goals that are really, really high that we know we should be able to hit, but we rarely actually hit them. And it's so frustrating when we can't. So today I want to solve that so you can go into 2021 with an actual plan that you trust and know and love and believe in and can actually get the results that you want. So, like I said, for 20 years, I was in that category of business owner that set really high goals, and we might hit them like 10% of the time. And the frustrating part was it wasn't that I wasn't trying hard. I tried everything, right? We'd test stuff and yell at salespeople and hire salespeople and try with marketing and just always did the stuff that I thought I needed to do, but nothing seemed to work. And it was so frustrating because I was super committed, but I just didn't have the tools I needed to hit my goals. And I want to give you guys those tools today, right? Basically, this a system for setting goals and tracking goals and making sure that you actually hit them, right? And the thing that was holding me back, and I share this because it's likely holding some, if not many of you guys back, is not as much, it was somewhat unrealistic expectations, but the big aha or gotcha that was killing me that you guys might be having is I was setting goals based on things I couldn't control, right? So if we set a revenue goal, we depend on other human beings to buy things for us, from us, to increase our revenue. The problem is we can't control that. We can influence it, right? We certainly can do things that is going to influence the outcome of deals, but we can't control it. And then we might have a deal where we're like, and then the flip side is losing customers. We can't control how many customers we lose. We can certainly influence it by how we, the services we offer, what we charge, how we communicate. There's lots of things we can do, but we can't control it. So the problem is when we set a goal and we miss it, but the goal is based on things that we couldn't control, it's frustrating and we don't know what to do, right? And the problem is, and this is all of our problems as owners, if we can't make our goals reality, we're kind of failing at our main job as an owner, right? The number one job for us as owners is really to cast the vision of here's where the company's going, here's why we're all here, and here's where we're going and how we're going to get there. And if our team sees us constantly saying, hey, we're going to go here and we don't ever get there, they lose faith in us, right? And then even worse, we lose faith in us. So it's really important, not just from a financial standpoint, which is important, but just for internally to know, like, and even our family watches. Like, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm integrity. I want to say, if I say we're going to hit this goal, I want my team to kind of believe that we're going to hit it or get real daggum close, right? So it's a big deal for us to be able to cast a vision and go, this is where the company's going, and end up kind of there, right? We don't have to hit everything perfectly every time. You know, if we do, maybe we're not trying as hard as we could, but generally there should be a reasonable expectation. If we say we're going to hit this in sales or revenue or hires, or even for you, time with your family or time off, we need to have a reasonable expectation we can do that, or the whole goal setting thing goes to pot, right? So if you are sitting right now at the beginning of January of 2021 and going, yeah, I'm in that category where I set goals and I don't hit them, but I don't know what the heck to do. I'm working as hard as I know how to work. You're in the right spot. We're going to sort this out. And it took me years to figure this out, that I didn't have to lower my outcomes. I just needed to break down the goals into things that I can control, right? So things I can control, how much money I spend to generate leads, how many calls I make, how many podcasts I record, all these I can guarantee myself I will do them. Things I can't control, how many people buy my crap, how many people quit, how many of my employees do the things that I ask. I can't control, I can influence, but I can't control. I can control, like say employees aren't doing what you ask them to do. I can control how many applications, how much money I spend to get applications, how many job interviews I hold, right? There's things I can control. So we wanna move our goals from things that we can't control to things that we can control. That allows you to write the rules so you can always win, right? So if my goal is I want to do $1 million in revenue in 2021, I can't control if I do that. But if I break it down, we're going to walk how to do that into smaller action items that I can do. I can say, well, maybe I hit my goal, maybe I didn't. But my goal wasn't to hit $1 million in sales. It was to make 100 cold calls or to make a list of people and pay a telemarketer or whatever the case is. But you see how we're shifting from things that we'd like to see happen to actual action items that we are confident can hit our goals. And as business owners, generally, we're pretty smart. If we get the right action items, we'll hit our goals. Most of the time, we don't follow through on the action items that we pick. We give up, and then we don't happen. Right. All right. So the cool thing is, once you start setting your goals based on things that you control, you can write the rules so you can always win, right? Like maybe I hit my goal, maybe I didn't. And if you do the action items that you set, more often than not, you're going to hit your goals, but you can at least go, I did the things I said I was going to do and I controlled it. So you control your destiny. You can also start seeing what actions work and what actions don't work. And a lot of times people go, I want to make $1 million business, but they don't know what they don't break it down into, well, if my average customer is $1,000, I need 1,000 customers, right? Or if my average customer is $1,000 a month and $12,000 a year, that means I need however many clients I need, right? They don't break it down into here's how many clients I need and then go, well, if I need that many clients, how many bids do I need? If I need that many bids, how many leads do I need? If I need those many leads, how many lead sources do I need, right? So they don't do the math. They just kind of go, I want $1 million business. And then when it doesn't happen, they have no idea why. But if we break it down into to get $1 million business, I need 100 leads and get 100 leads. I need 200 bids and to get 200 bids. I need 500 leads. I'm sorry. If I need $1 million business, I need 100 new customers. To get 100 new customers, I need 200 bids. To get 200 bids, I need 500 sales. And then to get 500 sales, I need 6 lead sources. And so once you break it down to the numbers, you can kind of track it. So let's get into the framework of exactly how to set goals so you won't be frustrated and you can actually get the results that you want. So first, you have to be clear on your goals. Sadly, I hate to say this is step one because it's so obvious, but many people miss it. Step one is know what your goals are numerically, right? Like actually, what are your goals? Like I want to get bigger. I want to sell a lot or, I want to double my company. Well, don't say I want to double my company. Say I want, if your company's at $100,000, say I want to be at $200,000 in revenue in cash collected in the year of 2021. Like be very specific about exactly what your goal is. And you typically don't want to have 7 goals, but you typically don't want to just have one, right? A lot of people focus, kind of some bonus content here. A lot of people, most of the people that we get in focus on revenue. So I keep saying, and for whatever reason, that $1 million mark for those who haven't hit it is a big deal. For those of us who have hit it repeatedly, we know there's nothing magic about $1 million. It doesn't, $950,000 business feels very much like a $1.3 million business. But we think some magic thing's gonna happen in a million. It doesn't. No one even knows. That's the thing. I think we think the world will finally like recognize this as a real business. The world doesn't know what you do in revenue. They don't understand. And frankly, they don't care. Okay. So step one is be crystal clear on your goals. Step two, make sure they're really what you want, right? When I coach folks live and they go, I want $1 million business. And we start talking and asking questions. They don't really want $1 million business. They want the life they think $1 million business will provide for them. And oftentimes they get to that $1 million business, but their goal wasn't on profit or time off. And they don't have the life that they want, right? I've coached lots of people. I'd much rather have a $500,000 business with $200,000 in profit than a $2 million business with $200,000 in profit or less, right? So a lot of times we focus on the top line line, we grow, we get our top line revenue, but we don't make any more money and we have a lot more risk and a lot more work and it sucks. So all that to say, be specific on your goal. What do you really want? Is it really $1 million or is it, I shouldn't say $1 million, $1 million business? Or is it the lifestyle $1 million business you think $1 million business will provide you? And if it's the lifestyle, go, well, what do you think $1 million business could provide you? And really it's like, oh, well, if I made $1 million, I would make $200,000 in profit. Or whatever. And then so, and they go, well, then make the profit the goal, right? So, and then same, you know, include time off and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so once you've got your clear written goal, write that crap down, you're gonna break it into monthly goals, right? So if I need to know if I wanna do $1 million in 2021, that's $83,333 a month. If I'm at $20,000 a month now, it's an unreasonable goal. Or if I did $20,000 in January, it's an unreasonable goal for me to go to $83,333 in January, right? I might go to 25 and then 40 and then 60. And because I'm spooling up by, I need to be at $83,000, $84,000 like July, August, right? Because I have to go above that because the first couple months I fell short, right? So we need to kind of break down. You don't want to just dumbly divide it by 12, like, oh, I needed whatever. Although you could, you know, you might have your goal, like, I want to be a $100,000 business 1 year from today. And then you could just go, well, I'm a $10,000 business now. I need to grow by 90,000, 90,000 divided by 12 months. I need to add $8,000 a month, right? So you want to break your big goal into monthly goals, right? What do I need to grow every month in terms of typically employees and or profit first, then you reverse engineer, go, if I need that much profit, how many more customers do I need? And how many more employees do I need? And spoiler alert, and again, this is a lot of stuff that we do inside of our coaching in our Elite program. And if you want information on that, just go to growmycleancompany.com. But start with profit. And if you're not at a 20% net profit, that would be my first goal, is to get to a 20% net profit. The last thing you want to do, we get this all the time as guys and gals, not making any money, you're making very small profit percentage. They focus on top line revenue. Like they're like, oh, I broke even last year. I made 5% profit and I want to double my company. It's like, no. First we get to a 20% profit. Then once it's profitable, then we double it, right? The last thing we want to do is double our non-profitable company. Then we just have twice the work for the same no money, right? So break down, get your big goal, hint, do profit, not revenue. Number two, break it into monthly goals and kind of reverse engineer. Here's how much profit I need per month. Here's how much sales I need to make to get that profit every month. And here's how many leads, bids, and sales I need to make to get those sales. Cool. Once we get that done, then you're going to break the revenue into smaller pieces. Like for sales, which is the main one, you're going to break it down into leads, bids, and sales, right? You can't control how many sales that you get. You can almost control how many bids you give, right? If you, you know, for commercial, you might only need to give 3 or 4 or 5 bids a month to hit your goal, right? For residential, you might need to give 10 or 20. But holy crap, guys, gals. And again, we teach a lot more sophisticated marketing. But if you just said for commercial, I need to give 5 bids a month, right? To get 2 sales to meet my goal, whatever the case may be. And 5 bids is a lot for commercial, not a lot, like undoable, but more than most, right? I coach a lot of you guys and most of you guys give 0 to 2 bids a month commercial. So if you want to give that, you could literally go, well, my lead source is going to be, I'm going to knock on 30 doors to give 5 bids, right? That means 25 people are going to say no, 5 people say yes, you can give a bid. Or I'm going to call 200 people. Whatever the case may be. And again, we would teach you to be more sophisticated in terms of you could do a podcast, you could make a lead magnet, you could do an online funnel, Facebook ads, direct mail. There's all sorts of stuff, right? But I'm just trying to give you an easy thing. Like you can't control how many sales you get, but you can heavily influence how many bids you give, and you can completely control how many people you offer to bid, right? So you can say, there's 30 days in the month or 22 days in the month, if you only want to count Monday through Friday, I'm going to make an offer to bid on a perfect prospect every day. Easy bid, easy deal, right? And if for commercial, if you only need, you know, 4 or 5 bids a month, if you make one offer every day, 30 offers a month, the chances that you get 30 bid or 4 or 5 bids in a month, very high, right? On the residential, your bids, because you know, $200-$300 average, you know, your clients are a little smaller. All you have to do is go, I'm gonna offer 2 people, which is easy. Residential, you just find a rich neighborhood. You could literally knock on 14 doors in one day. That's that's two, you know what I'm saying? And you're done for the whole week. So you understand changing from I'm going to make this many sales, which you can't control, to I'm going to get this many bids, which is a little easier to control, to I'm going to offer to bid this many people. And I know that if I offer to bid this many people, or I have a very good expectation, if I offer to bid this many people, I'm going to get this many bids. And we start moving into actions that we can do. Always round up in your guests, by the way. So if you're like, and again, I'm just making stuff up, right? So you'd have to go through the math. And again, this is what we do with our next level of people every month. And you should do it. You can do it on your own, right? You can certainly pay us to help you walk through that. And we'd love to do that for you. But if you don't pay us, you don't just not get to do it. You still have to do the process, right? Or find some coach to walk you through it. Do the math and figure out how many leads, bids, sales you need to get to your goal, and then just have a plan to do that, right? And the cool thing is you can kind of just guesstimate. If I need, again, we'll go commercial. If I need 5 bids this month, if I offer 30 people, hey, can I bid your service? That's 15% have to say yes. Super reasonable, right? If you're not sure, always round up and make the numbers harder. So even if things don't go the way you want, because they almost never will, you can still hit your deal. All right, so step one, start with your big goal. Step two, break it into smaller monthly goals. Step three, break those goals into pieces like leads, bid, sales. Step four, break those pieces into action items that you can absolutely do, right? Whether you hit your goal or not, you can at the end of 30 days go, I offered 30 perfect prospects, ask them if I could bid, whether zero say yes or 20 say yes. That is something. So your goal would be to make 20 qualified buyers or 5 qualified buyers or 100 qualified buyers an offer to bid their services. That's it. You could throw in a free cleaning for them. You could throw in a review. If you do a podcast, you could ask them to be on your podcast. There's lots of different ways you could kind of entice them to let you bid, right? But the key is, if you do that bid, if you offer that many people your bids, regardless of the outcome, which spoiler, it'll probably be good, you can still say, I hit my goal. My goal that I could control was to offer 30 perfect prospects a bid for my services. Even if you thought 5 would say yes and none said yes, we're going to repeat. So then that goes to the next step, which is track your activities and results, right? Track. So you're going to go, here's what I'm committing to do action items, and here's what I hope is going to happen in terms of results. And then here's what I actually did action items, and here's the results I actually got. And then once a month, you review those and make changes. Super easy. Once we break it out, it's not that easy. The magic is you're specific about your goals. They're written down. You modify your goals from things that you can't control to action items that you can control. You review them every month, right? A lot of times things don't go the way that we want. So we don't review them, or we make excuses or whatever. We need to be completely dispassionate and go, here's the goals that I want. These are numbers. Here's the action items. I think if I do these action items, I'll get these goals. And here's the action items I plan on doing, and the results that I expect to get. And here's where everything falls apart. People don't do the action items they say they're going to do. They get discouraged or they quit. And then because they get discouraged and they know they didn't do their action items, they don't review, they don't track what they did or didn't do. They just kind of remember, as opposed to, like, when I say track, I mean write crap down. Spreadsheet, ideally something like, I gave 0 bids today, or I gave 3, or I offered 6 people to bid today, or no people, right? And then of the X amount of people I offered to bid, Y amount of people said yes, the rest said no, right? You got to track that crap. And then to start, maybe once a week, you review that. At the minimum, always going forward, it should be once a month. And you go, here's what I said I'd do. Here's what I thought would happen. Here's what I actually did. Here's what actually happened. And if you didn't hit your goal, you know pretty quickly why you didn't hit it. And it's easy to fix, right? And the good thing is you always get to start with your goal. So when you come back to review, if you hit your goal, you don't have to, the conversation's over. It's a quick review. If you didn't hit your goal, then you kind of go down to the big action. Okay, well, I didn't hit my goal. What was the next thing? Well, I said, you know, my goal was to get, you know, $5,000 in new recurring sales every month. Well, I didn't hit that. I got none. Okay, well, how many bids that I say I was going to have to give to get that 5,000 recurring sales? You go, well, I was going to give $20,000 in bids. Well, how many bids did I give? I only gave 10,000. Okay, we know where we're at. Well, to get $20,000 in, you know, bids, I thought I was going to have to offer 30 people the opportunity to bid. Well, how many to offer? 6. Okay. So you break it down until you find out where the problem is. Okay. That's, like I said, this is exactly the process that we use to help hold our next level people accountable every month. It's really nice if you can have someone walk through this with you and be accountable and really, like, care about you and hold you accountable, because we'll make excuses. Oh, it's not my fault. There was the COVID, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that has nothing to do with, you know, it's so funny. People are like, oh, COVID was the problem. It's like, what was your goal? You know, you said you were going to make 30 offers to perfect prospects. How many did you make? 6. Okay. So was the problem COVID, or was the problem that you made 6 offers, right? And it's like, can we control COVID? No, we cannot. Can we control how many offers we make? Yes, we can, right? So we always want to focus on the things that we can control. So not only does this help you know your goals and reach your goals, if you don't reach them, you know why, right? There's none of that frustration of, I didn't hit my goals and I don't know why. And this gives you a massive sense of control, right? And if you're like me on your business, the most frustrating thing is not being able to get the outcome that you want, right? So that sense of control is amazing. This skill and ability is something that you can pass on to your team. And in this whole process, really transforms you from being just a guy with some employees that tries to manage them to an actual leader that can cast a vision, and you've got the confidence and they've got the confidence, your people will follow you. So if you're kind of, this is scratching where you're itching, you're digging this, you're like, yes, this is what I need. First of all, subscribe, rate, review, and refer your friends to the show. We don't get paid to do this. We do it as a community service because we love Cleaning Nation. There's tens of thousands of listeners. We probably take 20 as a client every month. So the vast majority, 99.99999% of you guys aren't going to be clients. That's okay. Just subscribe, rate, review, and refer a friend, and you've done your part for Cleaning Nation. That said, if you're one of the people that are like, oh my gosh, I would love that help, especially for 2021, I want that confidence. I want to go and I need some help doing all that sort of stuff. We have got a 2-day live event coming up. It's open to all of Cleaning Nation. It's only $147. Actually, it's actually free till after the event's over and you've gotten your value. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. We're going to hang out for 2 days. We're going to have way too much fun for our own good. And we are going to get you guys the systems, processes, plans you need to make sure that 2021 is exactly what you want, what you need. And this isn't the year that you go, another year I'm going to make a goal that I don't really have any confidence I'm going to hit, or I hope I'm going to hit it, but I don't know how or why. It's hope, right? So if you want to join us, would love and be honored to serve you through that. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. Can't wait to see you there live. We're going to hang out. It will be interactive. It's going to be virtual because of the whole COVID thing, but it will be interactive. I'll be able to see you. You'll be able to see me. We'll talk, we'll role play, we'll have fun. Tracy, our mindset coach, is going to be there. It's going to be a blast. Hope to see you there. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.